A Dominion battlecruiser hides in the blackness of space. Its orbit is circular, miles above the planet Earth. In General Derek's personal quarters, Major Connors displays a small, furry animal inside a special cage.
Ugly. Incredibly ugly.
Yes, I know. Look closely. Don't worry. The plasmacene cage is very safe.
The little red eyes are hideous.
They shine in the dark, General.
What is this creature called, Connors?
Rattus spatium. A mutated form of rat. Able to survive in almost any environment. Space rat is the common name.
It looks too small to be so dangerous.
10 centimeters of carnivorous fury. It lives to eat, General. Notice the enlarged head and the teeth, little daggers of ivory. I'll drop a bit of food into the cage.
Oh, vicious little animal, isn't it?
Imagine an army of these creatures loose on Cygnus 3, eating their fill.
I am imagining it. I like it.
If I were to place a pair of space rats on the rebel planet, within 6 hours their reproductive cycles would result in thousands of these creatures.
Precisely what do they eat, Major?
Anything, General. It's the key to their survival.
Fascinating. Let me know when you are ready to begin the operation. Oh, you have pleased me, Connors.
Thank you, General. These little creatures will perform perfectly, and the rebels will vanish from Cygnus 3.
Deep in a hole carved out of the rocky, windswept rebel planet Cartone, General Zane explains the installation of a large metal tank.
And so, we install these insulated water tanks in underground locations. Then we cover the hole with plastone, formed in camouflage to blend with the surroundings.
Great idea, General. We gain water without the enemy even being aware of it.
Not only water, Steve. We're building complete military structures down here, too.
Watch out, General. The tank. They're lowering it in.
A water source here will open up the entire southern polar hemisphere of Cartone for strategic operations.
And since this is the dark side of the planet, it'll be completely hidden from Dominion reconnaissance.
And that's going to be very important, Steve, because someday we hope Cartone will be the launch site for an all-out attack against the Dominion.
Christina, we'd better get back to Cygnus 3. You and the commander have planetary defense duty tomorrow morning.
All right, Beta. Are you ready to go, Steve?
Ready, Christina. Thanks for the inspection tour, General.
See you both back on Cygnus 3.
The Shire receives a visitor on board Dominion's command ship.
Major Connors, reporting as ordered, sir.
Yes. I just wanted to inform you, Connors, that I know about your matched pair of Rattus spatium, carefully separated in plasmacene cages. I also know that you intend to set them free on Cygnus 3.
But I told no one except...
I've never trusted you, Connors. So last week I had a small transmitter planted in your arm socket while you were in humanoid sleep mode.
Transmitter? Arm socket? You had no right...
I overheard your conversations with the General. No matter. I want you to go ahead with your plan.
You do?
Of course. With one difference. If it's successful, you'll share the glory with me, Connors, if you value your ability to function. Do we understand each other, humanoid?
Perfectly, Bashaya.
Good. Now get moving. I want those space rats on Cygnus 3 immediately.
All launch personnel, clear the area. Prepare for launch.
Launch control, this is Major Connors. Hold for final clearance.
Launch of Protojet 13 in hold condition. Hold condition.
Major Connors calling General Derek.
Derek here.
A final check on arrangements, General. My descent to Cygnus 3 will begin at 1600 hours, just after dark on the rebel planet.
The diversion is planned to coincide with your descent, as you requested.
There should be no problem planting the animals near a base outpost. The confusion of the attack will provide cover for my landing.
I will be supervising the attack myself. The rest is up to you. Derek, out.
Launch control, this is Major Connors. Proceed with launch.
All alert for launch of Protojet 13. 5 seconds to launch. 3, 2, 1, launch!
Quiet, my friends. Quiet. I know you're hungry, but you won't be hungry for long.
Cygnus 3, minutes away from 1600 hours. Richards, Christina, and Beta enter mission control. Taking Christina by the arm, they lead her to a door marked Command Personnel Only.
This way, Christina. There's something you need to see before we go on duty.
Affirmative. The commander is right. You must see.
Beta, you're giggling.
Affirmative. I can't wait.
You're behaving very strangely, both of you.
Right through this door.
Surprise!
Happy birthday, Christina.
But how did you know?
Never mind. Beta has something special for you. Now go ahead, Beta.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Christina. Happy birthday to you.
What's happening?
We're under attack.
Take cover. Take cover, everyone.
Beta, where are you going?
Christina, this way.
As the diversionary attack begins on Cygnus 3, Major Connors moves in to carry out his devious plan.
There are the explosions. Time to begin my descent. 4,000 meters. 3. All lights off. Must find a place to land. Here, I think. The trees will shield me from prying eyes. And there's an outpost a short distance away. Couldn't be better. 50 meters. Soft landing. Come, my friends. Food is waiting. I'll use the trees and the darkness to reach the outpost building. Set the auto releases on the cages. Soon you will be free, my pretties. And I will be on my way. Now, back to the protojet. Carefully, I must not be observed.
Halt! Who goes there? Keep your hands where I can see them. Well, a Dominion Major. Quite a surprise.
Yes, I'm as surprised as you are.
Turn around. Move it. Welcome to Outpost 19, Major. Inside. And don't try anything funny. I'm going to do a weapon search. Don't even twitch. Into the cell. Go on. You're a strange one. No weapons, no papers. Just the name Connors on your jacket patch. This is Sergeant Benton at Outpost 19, calling Command Control.
Command Control, what have you got, Benton?
I'm holding a prisoner here, Lieutenant. A Dominion Major named Connors.
Good work, Sergeant. I'll be there in 5 minutes. And keep a watch. There could be more. Out.
Gonna leave you here in the cell, Connors. But I'll be right outside that door, with a laser pistol in my hand. Got it?
Yes. You fool, thinking I would be unprepared for capture. Inside my thumb cavity, a vial of powerful acid poured into the lock. Now I can get out of this cell. inside this flap on my body cavity, a small but effective phaser. Activate thermal sensors and aim for maximum body heat. No need to even open the door. The laser burst will go right through it. Goodbye, Sergeant.
At Rebel headquarters, Richards and Christina watch as Dominion protojets break off the attack.
Their attack didn't do a great deal of damage. My Dominion background makes me suspect an ulterior motive.
But what could it be?
Well, I'm sure this was a diversion of some kind. A Beta.
Yes, Commander.
Plug into the Master Communications Console. I want you to sift through all communications within the last hour to locate anything unusual.
Rapid scanning of data always gives me severe sensor strain, but my personal health is of little concern when I can be of service.
Beta, just do it. Immediately.
Of course, Christina. Connecting.
If there's anything unusual, Beta will find it.
I've got it.
What is it, Beta?
Transmissions from Outpost 19. The first at 1800 hours, 23 minutes, involves the capture of a Dominion officer, a Major Connors.
Interesting.
And what's the second transmission, Beta?
A short time later, the lieutenant dispatched to Outpost 19 to pick up the prisoner found him gone, and the sergeant who called in the capture was dead.
Connors was here and gone. He had a reason.
Wait, there's more. The sergeant had been killed by a laser shot, but the body had been half-eaten by something unknown.
That's it. Whatever mutilated the body is the reason Major Connors was here. He's planted something on Cygnus 3. Something that could kill us all.
Beta has located the Henderson reports. Reports of unusual events.
1900 hours, Outpost 19. Lieutenant Henderson reporting. When I got here, what was left of the sergeant was directly in front of the door. There were what looked like small rats chewing on the body, but they scattered when I arrived. I took the body inside. Henderson out. 0100 hours, Outpost 19. Something funny out here. You know those rats I mentioned last time? Well, they've brought a whole lot of their friends to the area. I can see hundreds of them out there, staring at me with those little red eyes. What's taking you guys so long? Henderson out. 0300 hours, Outpost 19. We got rats completely surrounding the outpost. There's tons of them. Maybe it's my imagination, but they look real hungry. Don't leave me here! Somebody help me!
Using a terrafoil, the rebels speed across Cygnus 3, heading for Outpost 19.
Get us there as quickly as possible, Beta.
Dr. Close, your scientific expertise as a biologist and pathologist will be invaluable to us.
I'm anxious to help in any way I can.
We'll need an immediate analysis of the sergeant's wounds, Doctor.
Commander Richards, you said that the man found at the outpost was severely bitten by something?
Yes, and we thought you might be able to shed some light on what kind of animal might do that. We've got to know what we're up against here. Well, there's Outpost 19 up ahead. That must be Lieutenant Henderson waiting for us. I don't see any signs of anything unusual around now.
Over here! Over here, Commander Richards. Hurry! It's dangerous to remain outside. Those creatures left a few minutes ago, but they might return at any second.
Where's the body, Henderson?
I moved it inside the post, sir.
I'll stay with the terrafoil, Christina. There may be a need for quick departure.
Good idea, Beta.
Well, there he is. Not a very pretty sight.
What do you make of it, Doctor?
Hundreds of tiny bites. And look at this. A bite that goes completely through a bone. Christina, hand me that book on animal taxonomy in my medical bag. That's the one. Thank you. I can't believe it. I certainly never thought I'd see it, but it must be.
What is it, Dr. Close?
A rare animal, a mutation, but one that fascinated me as a student.
What kind of monster caused this, Doctor?
Far from a monster, Commander, at least in size. This is a tiny creature, no more than 10 centimeters in length, with very sharp teeth and strong jaws. Rattus spatium.
That's what they look like, all right.
Why would Connors deliver such an animal to Cygnus 3?
He must have set two of them loose. They reproduce very rapidly. I'm sure he intends to have them overrun the planet. And they will. They'll eat everything in their path. We've got to get out of here immediately and warn the others. Space rats, they're coming back.
Christina, we're being surrounded. There are tiny red eyes all around the terrafoil.
Beta, move next to the outpost door. We're coming out.
Roger, out.
Christina, Henderson, put your phasers on kill. We'll blast a path to the terrafoil. Ready? Go! On, Christina!
Look out!
The door, Beta! Quickly now! Everybody inside!
Ah! My foot! One of them got me!
Everybody's in, Commander.
There's one on the door!
Beta, get us out of here! Quickly!
On the command ship, General Derek lifts her glass in a toast.
To Major Connors, may the planet Cygnus 3 be overrun with space rats eating their fill.
Let us not celebrate too soon. Richards is no fool. If he can stop them, he will.
Time is on our side. Already the creatures have begun to mate, and they will multiply endlessly.
Relax, Vashaya. Richards is a clever, determined young man, but he has no special powers when it comes to the laws of nature.
Of course, General. Perhaps I worry too much.
Come, lift a glass. Let us savor the moment.
Dr. Close and Colonel Zane are above Cygnus 3 in a hovercraft, collecting data and viewing the destruction caused by the exploding population of space rats.
Dr. Close, look at that. The space rats have already eaten their way through half the forested area beyond outposts 18 and 19.
Luckily, it's an area of low human population. But the plant and animal destruction is devastating.
Reports from Mission Control, Christina. Nothing seems to work against the space rats so far. They've tried force fields, poisons, explosives.
Do the reports indicate human death? We broadcast an emergency all-points bulletin to remain inside.
Some humans were caught between destinations, Dr. Close. The death toll stands at 63.
Based on the way the space rats are multiplying, I'm afraid Cygnus 3 will be a desert in less than 4 days. And then we'll starve to death behind locked doors.
Is there a solution, Dr. Close?
There may be. Let's get back to Commander Richards at Outpost 19. There's something I want to try. It may be our last hope.
Back on Cygnus 3, there is a flurry of activity above Outpost 19.
Okay, out there. Lower the tank.
Dr. Close, the system we installed in this hovercraft baffles me.
What can a receiver and 4 loudspeakers do to rid the planet of space rats?
Those speakers will broadcast 4 tones played by the synchrodator here on board the hovercraft.
The space rats should be irresistibly drawn toward the sound. Slow the winch, men.
The water tank is in position, Christina.
Thank you, Beta.
Bringing the hovercraft down to within a foot of the tank.
Hold it steady, Beta. I'm going out on top of the tank.
Careful, Commander Richards. The rats are beginning to gather.
I'm going to open the tank and slide the ramp to the ground. When I do, some of these rats will come up after me. Christina, give me laser cover.
Ready, Steve.
There goes the door to the tank. He's sliding the ramp down. The rats are going crazy. They're coming up the ramp.
Ceasefire! Ceasefire! I'm coming aboard.
There. Beta, get that hatch shut. Okay, Doctor. It's all yours.
Hope I guessed correctly.
Look, the rats are pouring out of the woods, hundreds of them.
Turn up the gain. I think we've got them.
They appear almost mesmerized by the tones.
The rats are moving up the ramp.
One just fell into the tank.
And more and more. They're tumbling in by the ton.
Wait. What's that sound?
The rats are imitating the tones.
That's the last of them. Christina, use your phaser to cut the cable that holds the door of the tank open.
The rats are still repeating the tones, Dr. Close, even though you stopped the synchrodator.
Yes, hearing it is eerie. It's a ritual, a death ritual. They've stopped. Soon they'll go into a frenzy. Then, their final act of life.
What do you mean, Doctor?
Space rats refuse to wait patiently for death, Commander. When there is no alternative food source available, they become cannibals. Space rats live to eat, and they die the same way.
Once again, the Dominion's plan has failed. The rebels of Cygnus 3 have survived to continue their fight for freedom in the galaxy.
The secret of Dominion. Have you discovered it? And what is Emerald Tree? More clues follow in Episode 8. Double Trouble.